Hi, welcome to the Badass Breastfeeding Podcast. This is Diane, your lactation consultant.
And this is Abby, the Badass Breastfeeder. And today's episode is brought to you by Rumble Tough. The Rumble Tough Breeze is a top-of-the-line breast pump with a rechargeable battery that fits in the palm of your hand. We will hear more from our sponsor later, but these sponsors make this podcast possible. If you ever need anything, please head to our sponsor page at badassbreastfeedingpodcast.com. See if you can give them any of your business. And while you're there, scroll down and enter your email address, and we'll send episodes straight to your inbox every week. And please check our shop page and our resources page and our other pages. Oh, we have a wall of fame for our patrons there.
We do.
You could check that out. And you could maybe see your own name on there if you would join us on Patreon. And you can check out our tiers at the link under this episode in the show notes, wherever you're listening from. We've got lots of things going on, like extra episodes and mini video tutorials and Zoom hangouts where we all hang out, and Revolution Parenting episodes and all that. And we are still hosting our ongoing giveaway for people who leave reviews around the internet, like on iTunes or Spotify or wherever. Take a screenshot of your review, send it to badassbreastfeedingpodcast@gmail.com, and we will send you a little goodie bag of Badass Breastfeeding Podcast stickers and Thank You for Nursing in Public cards. And yeah, people are doing it, so you can do it. Do it.
People are doing it. Yes. Absolutely.
And we send out lots of goodie bags. It's fun.
It is fun.
And now Diane has our review of the week.
Yes. I consider you two to be my mom friends. You are both so validating and intelligent. I am still breastfeeding my 21-month-old, and you ladies make me feel normal, all in capital letters. You always empower me to follow my own rules around taking care of my child. I appreciate it more than I can put into words. I need more mom friends, so I will take that. I don't have that many.
I know.
And you're doing amazing stuff.
Meeting listeners really makes me like wish that we could have like a local group or something.
I know.
Just hang out. And
well, you did that a little bit when your kids were little, didn't you? You had like mom groups and stuff.
Oh yeah.
I really didn't.
Totally. That was really incredibly helpful. That was meeting people that were also breastfeeding toddlers who were, you know, bed sharing, who were doing the same things that I was discovering and wanted to do as well. That was really, that really changed the game for me early on. Like, okay, yeah, we're doing this. We're doing it right. We're doing it our way. We can do this. We would go to parks and we would sit in a big circle. It'd be like 10 of us breastfeeding. Mm. It was really, really cool. Yeah.
Are you still friends with any of those people?
I was just going to say, I'm still friends with some of them. Yeah.
Yeah. I never had that. Oh,
yeah.
That is
really
amazing.
I have one of my closest friends. I've known her since Jack was an infant. And he's going to be, he's 11 now. So, yeah. It's pretty cool.
Yeah. So find some of those people if you can.
Yeah. You can look, you can like, if your city, like Chicago has, a giant Chicago, what's it called? Breastfeeding Collective or something. It's a Facebook group.
Mm-hmm.
And like people, I met some of them through there, and that was kind of how we got connected to the bigger group. And, but your city will likely have like, parenting groups or, you know, just baby groups, mom groups, and you can search for that and just be like, does anybody live around this part and is breastfeeding and wants to hang out? That's how I found them.
Yeah, get on that, everybody. Yeah.
Facebook or Meetup, like meetup.com has stuff like that too. Or I don't know how people are meeting these days. Probably not Tinder.
Oh, God. Peanut.
Peanut.
That's
yeah,
one.
Yeah.
Peanut. It's like a like a Tinder for parents, kind of. Well, that sounds
it's
gross.
It's an app, but right?
Not for parents to start swinging or anything like that. Yeah. But
well, whatever you do with your business.
Yeah, it's for parents to kind of meet, you know, to meet each other. So it's kind of a cool app for that.
Yeah.
But that's how Babies and Bumps got started. Like, that was what she originally did, was she started like a meetup group.
Oh, cool.
And then it like vacillated into this huge, you know, kind of realizing like there's not a lot of resources. Why don't we put them all in one place and so people can figure out what their resources are, kind of thing. So that's, you know, that's what they did. Oh yeah. It's hard to meet people.
Yeah. That's cool.
That are doing the same thing as you are.
It is.
So if you can hold on to them, that's pretty much what we're going to talk about. Well, that's not what we're going to talk about.
That's not what we're going to talk about today, but that is what we're talking about at the moment.
Yeah. But we're going to talk about like boob stuff. Like we always talk about boob stuff, but specific boob stuff.
That's why
boobs.
Things like World Breastfeeding Week or whatever, I think are funny. Like for us. Because it's the same thing. It's like, okay, just another day.
I know. People are like, what are you going to do for World Breastfeeding Week? It's like the same thing I always do.
Same thing that we do every single day. Anyway.
Yeah. Yeah. So we're going to talk about boobs today, which is like no different than any other day. My son, oh my God, my office is like, so my daughter will buy me boob stuff if she sees it. It's really pretty funny. Like I have a glass. It's like it's almost like a water bottle, but it's a little smaller and it's made of glass and it's got like pictures of boobs all around it. And I've got like a boob koozie that she got me for Christmas. It's like hand knitted that she found on Etsy. Aww. And just different stuff in my office. And my son was in here the other day and he's like, there's boobs everywhere in here. And I'm like, there's really not. But, you know, there's like breastfeeding. I have like breastfeeding pictures and stuff, you know, all over. And I'm like, it's really not, but it's kind of my job. So it just is everywhere in my life. But we're going to talk about different ones. And how this would impact breastfeeding, or does it? Dun, dun. Does it really impact breastfeeding?
Yeah.
But this, we had a Patreon, one of our patrons ask about doing an episode on big boobs, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Is that how this came about?
That is how this came about. Yes. And then we were like, can we talk for 30 minutes about big boobs? So we thought maybe not. So we can just do big boobs and little boobs. And flat nipples or inverted nipples and all of those things that go on with this part of our body.
Yeah.
So that can or maybe not affect breastfeeding. Sorry, go ahead.
That when I started in this field, I was very naive. And I kind of thought like everybody had boobs that looked like mine. Right. I mean, I obviously knew that the size was different because in my own family, we all have different size boobs. But I thought everybody's nipples were the same. I didn't know there's all these different nipples.
Yeah. Yeah. I guess I would have assumed that everyone's part looked similar.
Yeah. I mean, and because like, what do we ever see? We don't really see them unless, you know, you don't really see anything on like TV and stuff, unless you're like in the watch, you know, some movie or something like that where somebody's topless and then those people are always perfect.
Right. Yeah.
So, you know, what are you seeing? But, it's everybody's very different. And then people wonder, like, can I breastfeed if my nipples are flat? Can I breastfeed if my nipples are inverted? What if, you know, can I do that? What if is my boob too big? Is it going to suffocate my baby? My boob's too small. Am I going to make enough milk? Like, there's a lot of questions that come up because society tells us that all those things are an issue, but they're really not because babies can breastfeed regardless.
Mm-hmm.
No matter what.
Yeah.
And no, that's really not the end. But
there are things that you need to manage, though. I mean, like nursing in a carrier with big boobs, or, you know, you've just given birth and your boob is twice the size of your baby's head. I mean, it's not a problem, but like the mechanics of it or the logistics of it might be a little bit different than somebody who is, you know, an A cup.
Right. So if that is your situation, because that was one of the things that came up is like, how do I position my baby if my boobs are big? Like, what do I do? You know, because I'm afraid I'm going to suffocate my baby. You're not going to suffocate your baby. That is one thing that you should know, that babies will come off the breast if they can't breathe. They just will. Mm-hmm. Babies are not going to let themselves suffocate.
It's just while they're trying to eat. They'll open their mouth.
Yeah. Yeah. And I've seen that. You know, people might be like, how do you know? Like, I've seen it. I've seen babies that like have stuffy noses and can't feed well. I've seen babies, yeah, you know, just kind of, they won't do it. So it's totally okay. They can breathe. You're not gonna, you know, you're not gonna suffocate them with a big breast. I've seen like parents give their, like, bruise their skin because they're holding onto their breast so hard, pulling it back. You don't need to do any of that stuff. But we might want to find you a position where you feel like you aren't suffocating your baby. I mean, your baby's not going to suffocate if they're in a regular nursing position. But if you feel, if you're getting anxiety over that, then we want to put you in a position that's going to be comfortable for you. And you might want to do something like a football hold where you can see a little bit better and the breast isn't resting right on your baby's face. You know what I mean? So doing something like a football hold might be a little bit better for you, or doing like a reclined laid back position might be a little bit better for you and for your baby. That position is great for if your boobs are a little bit bigger,
mm-hmm.
because then your baby can get on very easily and it won't matter. But one of the things that I think is really interesting is that people still will say that like people that aren't really educated in it, might say, well, if you have bigger breasts, you're going to make more milk. And if you have smaller breasts, you're going to make less milk. And it really has nothing to do with that at all. Absolutely nothing to do with it at all.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, people that have bigger breasts might have more fatty tissue and they might actually have a smaller storage capacity than somebody that has smaller breasts. And that's, you know, that might look like they have less milk, but they don't. They might just have a smaller storage capacity.
Right.
But because they have bigger breasts doesn't mean that they're going to make more milk. One of my clients one time, her pediatrician told her that. He was like, well, the size of your breasts, I would think you could feed triplets. He told her. I was like, that doesn't even make any sense. Like, do you know how the body works?
I know. Tell me that you don't know how lactation works without telling me. I mean, people just say things even though they sound so stupid.
Mm-hmm. But then that made her feel terrible.
Of course.
You know, I mean, come on.
And first of all, you're making a comment about me having large breasts. How uncomfortable is that?
And awkward, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So stupid.
Ugh.
So, yeah. So if you are bigger breasted, and sometimes I have personally noticed, and just in my years of doing this, that a lot of times when you do have a bigger breast, sometimes the nipple is flatter mm-hmm. with a bigger breast. And then if you've just had your baby and you've been given a lot of IV fluids, sometimes that makes the nipple, even the breast, more swollen and the breast tissue more swollen and the nipple even flatter than that. So then what do? This is really a time where that laid back positioning comes in really handy. And you might be like, I want to be able to sit up. I don't want to lay back. But laying back with your baby on the front of you in a laid back, you know, nurturing position, it's called like biological nurturing or, you know, laid back positioning, that it can work just so well in situations like this.
Who doesn't want to lay back?
I know.
I think you just don't realize that you can.
Yeah, that's true. Maybe you just don't realize you can
lay back. You think that you have to be sitting up with your back hunched over your baby and your boob dangling into their mouth.
Yeah, and you don't have to do that.
But it's not even the best option.
Mm-mm. Laying back with them in a biological nurturing position is definitely the way to go in those kinds of situations. You can also do, if your nipple is a little bit flatter, due to fluid retention from having your baby. So this is just like in those first couple of days and your milk is starting to come in and your nipple is flatter. You can do what's called, and I'll link this in the show notes, but you can do what's called, and I just lost what the name of it is. I can see it in my head where you're pushing back on the nipple and the nipple is coming forward a little bit.
Oh, yeah. Was it like counter pressure?
Yeah. Yeah. So I will link that in the show notes, because all that is like, you're just kind of like pushing back on the areola to you're pushing back on that fluid on the areola to let the nipple come forward a little bit. And that will make it a little bit easier for your baby to latch. Mm-hmm. Hand expressing a little bit of milk out first. If you're feeling, you know, really full and the nipple is just like, you're feeling engorged, full, your baby can't latch because you're too full. Hand expressing, not pumping. Pumping is just going to pull all that fluid forward and make it worse. Mm-hmm. Hand expression will help you to get the fluid out and help that nipple to come forward a little bit more.
And you would do that by doing the exact same thing, right? You put your hands like kind of around the outside of the areola and you push toward your body and mm-hmm. then compress and then pull forward.
Yeah.
And then your milk will
for hand expression.
Yeah.
Oh, reverse pressure softening. That's what it's called.
Reverse pressure. Yeah. Not counter pressure. Reverse pressure. Yeah.
Reverse pressure. So I will, there's a whole thing on that. So I will link that in the show notes, but it can be really helpful to kind of do that. The pump is really not your friend in the very beginning like this, because it really can cause, like I said, just pull a lot of that fluid forward and cause nothing to come out. So hand expression is the better way to go. And I can link some stuff about hand expression too, so people have that.
Yeah. That motion that the pump is doing is like not, that's like not something you want to be happening. That's not a natural like thing.
It's not
at all the same as like your baby latching on.
It's really not. When you're in the hospital, if you have flatter nipples, sometimes people will even say to me, like, prior to having their baby, my nipples are inverted or my nipples are flat. What do I do? Can I still breastfeed? And you absolutely can. Because it's not nipple feeding. That's what we always say. It's not nipple feeding. It's breastfeeding. Mm-hmm. So you can still breastfeed if your nipples are flat or inverted. But be prepared that in the hospital, they're probably going to give you a nipple shield. That's probably what's going to happen. And that's okay. But it's not something that we want you to use long term. But maybe we should get into that more like after we take a break.
Okay, sure.
And because that's a lot to kind of talk about. So,
yeah. All right. We'll be right back. Today's episode is brought to you by Rumble Tough. The Rumble Tough Breeze is a top of the line breast pump with a rechargeable battery that fits in the palm of your hand. The powerful motor lasts over 2,000 hours and has a 2-year warranty. The memory button allows you to record your most effective pumping session and recall it whenever you wish. Combine the Breeze with the Rumble Tough Go Cups and you're pumping hands-free and on the go. Every Rumble Tough user qualifies for free pumping support with an IBCLC. Because they care, each pump comes with a manual handle kit to convert your electric pump into a manual pump at no extra cost. You should not have to figure it out alone. Let the experts help you get the support that you deserve. Additionally, every pump box includes a flange fit ruler, so you can determine which of the 15 flanges they offer will fit your breast, no matter the size or the shape. Check out their entire line at rumbletough.com. That's RUMBLETUFF.com. And use code BADASS for 20% off of your purchase. And our sponsor and the promo code can be found in our show notes under this episode, wherever you're listening from. And it can also be found at badassbreastfeedingpodcast.com, where you will also find all of our other episodes and information about scheduling your very own one-on-one online lactation consultation with Diane.
Yeah. So let's talk nipple shields for a second.
Oh, yeah.
So I will often have people that call me and say, I'm using a nipple shield. And I'll be like, why did they give you a nipple shield? And they'll say, I don't know. Or they'll say, because I have flat nipples.
Yeah. Or the baby wouldn't latch.
Yeah. So, you know, a nipple shield can be a handy tool, but it's not supposed to be something that you use forever. So I saw a family the other day and they were using one, and mom's nipples were a little bit flatter, but will easily pull out with a nipple shield. So that really wasn't the issue. it was more of the baby himself was not feeding well and not latching well.
Yeah.
So we need to identify, is it a nipple problem or is it a baby problem? Because in my experience, 9 out of 10 times, it's been a baby problem. But they say it's a nipple problem, which makes mothers feel terrible that they don't have, you know, makes mothers feel like they don't have the right kind of breast that needs to feed their baby.
Right.
So a lot of times, like if you are told, you know, your baby's, you know, not going to latch because your nipples are flat or inverted, that might not be the case. It might be something else that's going on with your baby. Another thing that can impact this, like if you have, sometimes it's a whole situation, right? We need to look at all the things. Some babies can latch perfectly fine on an inverted nipple and have no problem. But if your nipple is inverted and your baby's got a tongue tie and their tongue isn't coming out, then that's going to be a problem, right? Like that's going to be a bigger problem than a baby whose tongue is coming out fully with an inverted nipple. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that makes, yeah. So yeah. A couple things, and La Leche League has a pretty good write up on like flat and inverted nipples and some things that you can do. So I'll link that in the show notes too. But some things that you can do, like a lot of times inverted nipples will come out. And a nipple shield can help that happen because the baby will latch with a nipple shield and suck and can pull that nipple out further. And then you can just take the nipple shield off and let the baby go back on if the baby is feeding fine. If the baby is not feeding well without a nipple shield, then we need to determine what is going on there because it's probably a problem with the baby. And it might not be a problem with the nipple even a little bit. So getting your nipple to come out, some people will use a pump. Or even just like a hand pump at first to just draw the nipple out. So not to get milk, like how I was saying, like, you know, get some of that fluid out. That's not this kind of mm-hmm. situation. This is just to draw the nipple out because that suction pressure will pull the nipple out. So sometimes people do that. They'll just have like a hand pump, you know, handy, and they'll just like draw the nipple out a little bit. Inverted nipples sometimes can have like, I don't even know how to explain it. Sometimes it's hard for them to come out and they're just kind of like, almost like just, I don't want to say sewn in there, but they're just like not coming out, you know, like they're just not sometimes pulling out easily. Yeah.
Yeah.
So sometimes it takes a little bit more effort to kind of get them to come out a little bit more. I have had some families tell me that with like the first or second baby, the nipple was in, and by the third baby, the nipple had pulled, you know, had like completely pulled out.
Yeah.
Just from all of that activity. But if you can get the nipple to pull out like on your own prior to latching the baby, just by like, like rubbing the nipple or I don't want to say pulling a little bit, but just kind of like rubbing the nipple between your finger and your thumb to try to get that to kind of roll out a little bit more.
Maybe. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely. Because flat nipples, sometimes people be like, oh, I have flat nipples. And it's like, they're not even flat. I'll be like, those aren't even flat. Like, who's telling you that? They're not even flat nipples. But if we can position the baby in a way, it's not going to matter. You know what I mean? Like, that's why that laid back positioning can be really good. Excuse me. That's why that laid back positioning can be really good, because the baby can just kind of like get on their own without, we don't need to worry about that. Sometimes with bigger boobs, though, too, we need to do a little bit more support. Yeah. With the breast. So you might have to hold on to the breast, which people don't like to do that. You ever notice that? People don't want to hold on to their breast.
Yeah. I mean, you want to just relax.
Right. And I don't blame you, because the, you know, the least amount of work is best. Yeah. Because you already got enough going on. But sometimes you do have to hold the breast for the baby.
Yeah. Especially in the beginning, while they're really trying to figure this out. Like, they need so much more help than I think we are led to believe. We're like, oh, it's natural. They should just like latch on and like know how to do that. But they don't. They really have to. There's a lot of work that has to go in the beginning. And eventually they do become extremely independent in it. You don't even have to be awake eventually. But in the beginning, they need a lot of help.
Yeah. But if your nipples are flatter or inverted and we're not positioning our baby well, that can cause a lot of trouble as far as like pain. You know what I mean? Like, because the baby's not drawing the nipple back far because there isn't as much for them to draw back. Mm-hmm. So again, we need to look at like, is the baby feeding well? Is the baby being positioned well? Because if the baby's not being positioned well, then, or we're not helping them enough by holding the breast or by sandwiching. Like if you do that, like breast sandwich, mm-hmm. like sandwiching the breast, I'm doing it now, but nobody can see me. So if you're like sandwiching the breast a little bit, like that can really help them to get a bigger mouthful of that breast tissue. Mm-hmm. And that will be a much more comfortable latch.
Yeah. It's like if you were trying to, you know, you go to those restaurants and they make hamburgers that are bigger than your mouth. And so imagine you're biting into one of those, how you're going to smush it so that it fits in your mouth is what you would do with your breast.
Yeah. We don't want your baby on the tip of the nipple.
Ouch.
Yeah. And your baby, like Abby said, your baby just needs a lot of help in the beginning. As they get bigger and your nipple's pulling out more because they've been nursing on it 12 times a day, then it'll be a lot easier. But in the very beginning, they're going to need a little bit more help from you. So putting your baby in positions like the laid back or, you know, biological nursing, if that's not comfortable for you, then trying like a football hold might be a little bit more comfortable. And for a football hold, we don't want your baby on their back with the breast in their face. We want your baby on the side, laying on their side, pulled back so that they're like face to face with the breast, with the side of your breast. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So that is where we want our babies. If we are doing like a football hold position, which, like I said, sometimes that can be a lot better with a bigger breast. Now, with smaller breasts, I've had some people with smaller breasts have like really crazy milk supply.
Yeah. So this is a good point where, because we were talking about storage capacity before, and I don't know if everybody knows what that is, because I don't think you hear it talked about nearly enough. Because
right,
it really explains a lot of things. So maybe we should take a moment to talk about what that is.
Okay. And we do have an episode on this, and I'll link that in the show notes. But storage capacity is the amount of milk your breast has the capacity to hold. And that is something that I never knew anything about prior to becoming a lactation consultant, or even as I, like, years into working in this, because people don't really talk about it. But everybody has a different size capacity where they can store breast milk. And for babies that go longer between feeds, you might have a bigger or a larger storage capacity and babies getting more milk. If your baby's getting smaller amounts of milk, you might have a smaller storage capacity and you have to feed your baby a little bit more frequently. So it just depends on the storage capacity of your breast.
And like I said, it has something to do with the size of your breast.
Right. Nothing to do with it at all.
Nothing to do with it. You can have really large breasts and a small storage capacity. It's just how much your breast can hold at that, at when it's full, when it decides it's full. It's also not your milk supply.
Right.
It's not about how much milk your breast can make. It's about how much you can hold at a time.
Right. And, you know, people might think, well, why, you know, my friend, her baby feeds every 3 hours and my baby is still eating every 2 hours. What is the deal? And it's like, well, you just might have smaller storage capacity. Or, you know, this parent pumps, you know, this much milk at a time and I'm pumping this much milk at a time. Well, you might have a larger storage capacity, you know, like it just depends on.
Yeah. It's like the difference between, you know, somebody is drinking out of a big gulp from a 7-Eleven and somebody else is drinking the same amount out of a juice glass.
Mm-hmm.
So it just is being emptied and filled more frequently.
Right. Exactly. And like I said, we've got an episode on that and like with graphics and stuff like that.
Right.
So I will link that in the show notes, but it is really interesting. But I have seen, you know, where again, with larger breasts, there might be more fatty tissue and you might have a smaller storage capacity because there's just not enough room there for there to be a whole lot of milk storage. And then smaller breasts might have more. It really just depends. It's just crazy how everybody is so different.
Yeah.
But it really doesn't matter. So smaller breasts, you might feel like, well, I can just position my baby anywhere because, you know, I've got smaller breasts. And that might feel true, but you still have to help your baby. I have seen people, especially in the very beginning, and I have seen it where people kind of feel like, well, I have smaller breasts. I don't need to hold my breast or I don't need to really, you know, support the breast at all. because my breast is smaller, but it's still heavy for the baby. And your breast is going to get bigger. I think that's one of the biggest surprises with people with smaller breasts, because they're like, oh my God, my breasts are going to get bigger and more bigger still with milk coming in. Like, they got big over during pregnancy. They got bigger during pregnancy, and now they're going to get even bigger. People with bigger breasts are like, it is what it is. Like, they might not even feel a difference necessarily. Mm-hmm. Some do, some don't. But when you have smaller breasts, because, and I know that was how I felt about it, and I've talked to a lot of other people who kind of felt the same. Like, I was smaller breasted back then, and I was definitely like, oh my God, I'm going to get bigger. Like, I'm already big with this, you know, with pregnancy, and now mm-hmm. they're going to get even bigger. But it is important for you to support the breast for your baby, because they can't get a good deep latch sometimes on their own in the very beginning, and you just have to help them.
Yeah.
So positioning them in such a way. And I find that people with smaller breasts sometimes do like the baby just across, just like in a, like a cradle, cross cradle position, mm-hmm. because they feel like they can control the baby a little bit better that way. And that's fine. Like I said, biological nursing, laying down, you can lay down. It does not matter. Sometimes with larger breasts, it's easier to lay down. Yeah. Sometimes people with smaller breasts find that it's not as easy because it's harder to, you know, maneuver. But it really, laying down is a really, really comfortable position. Like, side lying
mm-hmm.
can be really comfortable regardless of breast size.
Yeah, that fixes a lot of problems. Just laying down.
Just laying down with
you
your baby.
You can also go to sleep too. Set up that safe bed sharing situation and take a nap.
I know. Abby's big on sleeping as much
as
you can.
I am. I also know that a lot of times people with large breasts will prop their breast up with like a rolled up towel.
Mm-hmm.
Or rolled up washcloth or something, which could be helpful.
Yeah. I'm always like, if it feels like too much to do, then you don't have to. But the one thing that I don't want people to do is to put so much pressure on their breasts because they're afraid that they're going to suffocate their baby, that they're actually bruising their skin. Like, I don't want anybody to be doing that, because that can, like, because I've seen people like latch their baby, you know, like in a cross cradle position, and then just like pull back on their skin because, and they're almost like causing a more shallow latch because they're pulling the nipple out of the baby's mouth because they're so afraid of the breast tissue touching their baby's face. And you don't need to do that. But if you feel like that is what you need to do, then I would say put the baby in a different position. Try them in a football position. Try them in a laid back position. And you might be like, well, I can't do a laid back position out in public. So how am I supposed to do that?
Mm-hmm.
So, like you were talking about, nursing in a carrier might be a little bit better. Like, do you have tips for nursing in a carrier with bigger breasts?
Well, yeah. And that is putting a towel underneath your breast, which will prop your breast up and bring it to baby's like face level. And I know some people will even like take like a bandage, like a one of those. I mean, I guess it doesn't have to be a bandage. Anything that you can kind of make a necklace out of, they'll put it around their neck and then under their breast.
Oh, like a scarf thing? Like,
yeah. And then it's just holding the breast up. So you don't have to do it with your hand, or you don't have to have something shoved under there, which will help. And then moving them, if you have your baby in a carrier like right in front of you, you can kind of shift them to the side. So that then they might be turning their head a little bit. I don't know if you could picture that. So they're like kind of on your hip, maybe not all the way on your hip, but like on the side. Because maybe right in front of the breast is too, there's not enough room.
Okay.
So yeah. Moving to the side and having their head kind of turn a little bit can help.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good. That's handy. Because breastfeeding in public with bigger breasts might be a little bit harder to do. And, you know, especially if you're trying to be more discreet.
Yeah.
But
it
can be a little harder.
I mean, and if you're worried about that, then, you know, you can just get some good nursing clothes that don't cover, you know, that don't, where you don't have to pull your whole giant boob out. You can just expose the nipple or have a little scarf or something if if you want to cover up.
The layer, the clothes layer thing works really well. Mm-hmm. Like having like a, you know, a tank underneath, underneath whatever it is you're wearing. So right. that you're not like completely exposed. That works for, that can work really well. Now with, like we were saying, with inverted nipples or with flat nipples, that can, you can get some nipple pain there. So, and I know that, like I mentioned that if you are having nipple pain, that's where like a nipple shield might come in handy to pull that nipple out a little bit more prior to feeding. You might find that, you know, that can be helpful, but again, you should be working with a lactation consultant for something like that because nipple shields shouldn't be something that you're using like forever. We just want to make sure and make sure you're using it for the right reason. If you have one, make sure you know why you were using one and that you have it for the right reason. Because it's been my experience too, that babies aren't like addicted to the nipple shield. If they're not coming off of a nipple shield, if you're using one and they're not, your baby will not feed without it. There's something going on there and we should figure out what it is because it's not that your nipple's flat. It's something else that's going on that's keeping your baby from being able to latch well.
Yeah.
It's not your fault.
No, like blame babies the baby.
And babies just, can nurse so on any kind ignorant. Of breast.
They're just little. Yeah. They're so ignorant.
They don't know what's going on.
No.
But babies can nurse. I mean, I always tell people too, like if babies couldn't nurse on a flat nipple, we wouldn't have survived all these years. Like it just wouldn't work.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Babies, because nipples, yeah. Nipples are all kinds of different shapes. All different kinds of babies latch onto them.
Yeah. And it's, and they make it work. So we can make it work too. It's not going to cause a problem, but we might just need to figure out what that positioning is going to look like for you and how much support your baby needs. And that's it. Yeah.
Sweet.
I hope it was helpful.
Yeah. Thanks for listening.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.